Battling COVID-19 takes a team of people. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, George L. Contreras, professor of law at the University of Utah, looks into how some made a pledge to do so.
In early March 2020, along with news reports of the rapid spread of COVID-19 and its serious health effects, stories began to emerge that patents could hinder vaccine and drug research, as well as the manufacture and supply of products necessary to contain the pandemic and treat those with the disease. In response to this threat, a group of scientists, engineers, and legal experts came together to create a legal framework that would enable organizations to make their patents broadly available in the fight against the pandemic. This framework was launched in April 2020 as the Open COVID Pledge. It allows any holder of patents or copyrights to make those rights available without charge to anyone in the world who uses them in the fight against COVID-19. Legally, the pledge is based on licensing models developed over the years by the open source software community and Creative Commons. It is unique, however, in its targeted approach to a single public health emergency. The response to the pledge was both surprising and encouraging. Within the first few months, firms like Microsoft, Facebook, IBM, Amazon, Intel, and Uber, as well as Sandia National Laboratories and the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory, pledged an estimated 500,000 patents to the COVID-19 response. These patents cover critical technologies such as respirators, ventilators, and diagnostics, as well as software for disease modeling, contact tracing, emergency services routing, and supply chain management. Other patent pledges have been made independently by vaccine maker Moderna, pharmaceutical firm AbbVie, ventilator manufacturers Medtronic and Smiths Group, and several others. Today, we continue to study the adoption and use of pledged patents in the fight against COVID-19 and are trying to understand how such pledges can impact the response both to this and future global health crises.
That was George L. Contreras of the University of Utah. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.